Hello?
Hello? Hi, I'm looking for Stacy.
Who's calling looking for Stacy?
Hi, this is Alex from Forest by Southsys. I'm calling about their property in LaSalle Drive.
Yes, ma'am.
Is this Stacy?
Yes.
Awesome. Well, good morning, sir, and I hope you're doing great.
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. Well, I was just talking to Zach this morning, and I kind of want to introduce myself. I am, again, Alex. I'll actually be your main contact for this process, and I work with Zach as well as to the attorneys to make sure that everything goes smoothly and keep Zach updated. So if you have any questions or need anything about, like, for the entire process of selling the home, just feel free to call me. You can save my number, and that's going to be moving forward.
Oh, okay.
Awesome. Okay. Well, also the reason for my call is I wanted to confirm a time that we can go out there to do a walkthrough of the property.
Ma'am, I can't confirm a time.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to speak with my tenant.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I'm looking at the contract that you just signed, and it looks like the set closing date was September the 3rd. So are your tenants aware that they also have to be out by that date?
They aren't aware. This just happened this morning. So
okay.
I told them. But, you know.
Got it.
They can be made aware. Now,
okay.
I'm asking about the because I don't want to get, are they planning to buy the house, or is it pending on a walkthrough, or where are we at now?
We are. Well, you
we are
buying the property. You've already signed the agreement, and like just the walkthrough is for something to us, for us to check the property out and also to, you know, take pictures for a reference. So usually it's just really part of our process whenever we buy properties. Of course, we want to send someone or a
right.
team member to look at it.
Right. Okay, I understand it. I was just added where we were, you know, or whatnot, because I didn't want to give them an eviction notice.
Right.
And y'all was up in the air. You know.
I understand. Right.
Right. Okay.
I'd agree with you on that. So.
Right.
Okay. Well, if you're going to let them know, just let me know when will be the best time. I can maybe follow up or check back with you on Monday. And, you know, if they need more time, I'm just also letting you know that we can work that out. So just let me know if that happens.
No. Here's my other question, because he didn't say one way or the other. Because
mm-hmm.
I was saying that I didn't know if they wanted to keep the tenant or if they wanted to keep the tenant
mm-hmm.
or they wanted the tenant to move, you know, or just be informed. I didn't know what they wanted to do, because he did say that that they sometimes keep the tenant.
Yes. We also do really buy properties with tenants that, you know, might be in place. But you said they're on a month-to-month right now?
Correct.
Okay. Well, I'll clarify that with Zach, but I think we wanted the property to be vacant upon closing, but
okay.
I'm gonna check that with Zach just to confirm,
okay.
And then I can confirm back with you.
Yes, ma'am.
Alrighty.
Alright.
Okay. Well, I mean, Stacy, I just really wanted to introduce myself, and again, like what I said, if you have any questions, just let me know.
And your name is Alex?
Yeah. Alex.
Oh.
In Alex.
Say that again.
Alex, Alex.
Oh, okay. Alex. It just sounds funny.
And also, before I let you go, one thing that I wanted to know that we're going to go ahead and begin the title work for this property. So you might receive a letter or a phone call from our attorneys. You know, in this business, no news is good news, especially when it comes to title. But I'll be sure to follow up with you regularly, at least once a week. But again, don't hesitate to reach out if you need anything in the meantime.
Okay.
All righty. Well, absolutely my pleasure. Well, thank you very much again, Stacy, for taking my call. And I hope you have yourself a nice weekend.
You too, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.